This is John Batchelor, an excerpt from a conversation with my colleague Anatole Levin about Ukraine and the end of the conflict. What will it look like? Will Kyiv accept what appears to be a victory? Guarantees. Anatole lays it all out and at the same time lays out how, after all of the troubles of the last 2 years and the rhetoric, will a victory look like a defeat? Here's Anatole Levin, Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft, on the endgame in Ukraine.
Well, I mean, it's clear that they, you know, they hear it. They can't help but hear it. But, you know, as so often happens in war, they have nailed themselves to, you know, the only peace they can accept is essentially complete victory. You know, they're still talking about their 10-point peace plan, but that's not a peace plan. You know, it demands the complete withdrawal of Russia from everywhere, including Crimea, reparations, war crimes trials. You can only get that if you actually win a complete victory on the battlefield. And you know, no serious military analyst now thinks that's possible. The Biden administration certainly doesn't. But, of course, people have talked themselves into a corner from which it is very difficult for them, you know, now to extract themselves. Because, you know, as I've been saying since this war began, but indeed even earlier, if Ukraine could settle for independence and reasonable security in a path to the European Union, you know, with the de facto partition remaining where it is, and a treaty of neutrality, in terms of not just what Putin wanted at the start of the war, but the history of the past 350 years, that would in fact be a great Ukrainian victory, a historic victory. It wouldn't be an absolute victory, but you see, I think in many ways, very foolishly, we've talked ourselves into a position where now, because of everything that we've said, that would look like a colossal defeat for Ukraine. And of course, defeat is very difficult to accept.
More of this later.